There ain't going to be enough work for the whites, let alone the blacks. We got enough our job now to get a working wage. If we don't get our bit of overtime, we can't live. If they come down here, they'll work all hours God give them.
Personally, I couldn't see it working out. It might, but it does in other towns, but I don't think it would in Bristol, because I think the racial feeling is worse here than in any other town.
50 years on, it's First Bus that run buses in Bristol. I am here with HR manager Georgina Bickerton, who feels strongly about what happened 50 years ago.
Obviously, we're appalled that such a thing went on, and certainly so recently as 50 years. The people who were running that bus company are obviously very different to the ones that are now, and we have a selection of different pieces of legislation that will prevent anything like this ever happening. We salute the efforts of those brave and committed Bristolians who campaigned against the colour bar, and we feel it's only right that we apologise on behalf of those people, operators who owned and managed the companies before we took them over.
First Bus employs large numbers of bus drivers from different ethnicities. Working in isolation is quite a vulnerable situation, as Georgina recognises.
We recognise that they've got a very tough job out there dealing with the public, 99% of which are fantastic and have no interest at all in abusing our drivers. However, there are always a small minority that are going to cause issues for our drivers.
I also spoke to Derek Cassoon, who works as a controller in First Group. Derek shared his views and told us some of the experiences of racial incidents he has faced in the past.
Drivers probably get a lot more than I do. They're out with the public all day. They get called names. As for me, when I'm down on general duty out in the public, certain people don't want to talk to you because see you as a black man. 90% of them are nice. So there's that odd 10% that want to be a little bit nasty. I had an incident in the bus station one year. A lady came in and wanted to complain. As we walked into the bus shop, she basically said, "Do you speak English?" The whole shop stopped. Before I'd said anything, about five people jumped in and told her she was out of order. But in the end, the lady conversed with me and I showed her I could talk as much as she could. It's still about, but it's just we don't report a lot of things.
Where they're reported, we will be extremely supportive. We've gone down the line of supporting people going to the police, reporting, investigating, identifying those passengers responsible. We certainly have gone as far as issuing a ban for a certain passenger if they are causing abuse to our drivers. The protection of our drivers and our passengers is our primary aim.